Hey there, welcome to First Five. If you're looking for encouragement, you came to the right place. Let's dive in.
When's the last time you've been vulnerable with someone? Like, when's the last time that you were honest and true and raw about your feelings and emotions? When was the last time that you went below the line of shame and said the thing that you haven't told to anyone else? What does vulnerability look like in your life? Are you vulnerable in your relationships? Are you vulnerable in your friendships? Are you vulnerable in your small groups? Are you vulnerable in your workplace? What does vulnerability look like for you? I think we look at vulnerability so often as a weakness when in fact it is a strength. I think it's one of the greatest gifts that we can give one another is this level of vulnerability, this human connection, this saying, I am not perfect. I don't always do things the best way. I am human. It is human to display a level of vulnerability. Now, I'm not saying you need to go out into the world and share all of your business, but I think it's very human to display a level of vulnerability with other people. It shows your humanity. Because here's what I think happens. I think when we accomplish things as people, whether you're accomplishing things in your work, you're accomplishing things at school, whatever level of success you are gaining in your life, I think the moment that you begin to gain a certain level of success that is greater than the sum of the people around you, you are othered. The moment you begin to accomplish things that are greater than the sum of the accomplishments of the people around you, you immediately get othered. Oh, they're so great. Oh, they're so this. Oh, they do so much. For those of us who are people of faith, God is using them in this way. And then you are removed from eye level with the people around you and in their minds heightened or elevated to a different level. And what vulnerability does is vulnerability levels the playing field. Vulnerability helps you to come back to eye level. Vulnerability reminds other people and your own soul that you are very human. And you being able to share and express what it is that you've gone through helps other people to see the humanity in you and then helps them to then express what it is that they've gone through. I think oftentimes people are unwilling to go first. Truly. I think people are unwilling to go first. And one of the greatest statements that I've ever heard, and I built it into my system of understanding, is that this is about me personally, I always want to go first and then give people the luxury of going second. They don't have to go first. I think people are often willing to give a certain level of vulnerability if they receive a certain level of vulnerability first. So what does it look like in your life to go first? To be vulnerable in your relationships, right? To go to one another, to, as James would put it, to confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. What does that look like? To just be honest about the things that you've gone through, about the sins or the wrongdoing or the missing of the marks that you've had in your personal life, or the missing of the mark that people, when people have missed the mark with you. Because the sin, the context of this is not just about the things that you've done wrong. What James is processing through in James 5:16 is not necessarily the things that you've done wrong only, but also the things that have been done wrong to you. What does it look like to share the burden? As it says in Galatians, right? To carry one another's burdens. In order for you to be able to carry someone's burdens, that person has to be vulnerable enough to share that burden with you. What does it look like for you to go first? To go first in the conversation, to share about the divorce, to share about the miscarriage, to share about the difficulty, to share about the one night stand, to share about the heartbreak and the pain, to share about the cancer diagnosis. What does it look like for you to go first and then give others the luxury of going second? What does it look like for you to be vulnerable in your life so that that would lead people to vulnerability in their life? Vulnerability begets vulnerability. You going first gives people permission to go second. And I think vulnerability, not only is it human, not only is it the reality of our lives and it humanizes you in a great way, but I believe that vulnerability is a measure of love. That truly, if you love someone, you'll be open with them. And I think different people and different relationships in our lives require different levels of vulnerability. Again, I'm not asking you to go out and spill your guts to everybody. But at work, there needs to be a level of vulnerability that you display with the people around you. You're not perfect. You don't always crush things. You are having a difficult time. I think people trust vulnerable people. I think it's in our nature to trust people who are being uniquely human. And I think we would see that there's an inkling in every human, regardless of what it is that they actually believe. I think there's something deep down in all of us that can identify with the humanity of not having everything all together, with not being perfect. What does the level of vulnerability look like in your workplace? Hey, I can't get this done at this time because I'm just overwhelmed with things that are going on in my life. What does vulnerability look like in your relationships with your friends? Hey man, I just can't be there in this way for you right now because of what I'm going through. Or man, I'm struggling with this. Can you help me? Or you said this to me and I'm hurting. Like, what does vulnerability look like in your romantic relationships? It bothers me when you do this, or here's some past trauma that I've dealt with. And so when you do this, it triggers that. What does vulnerability look like in your life? Would you go first? It's a question, not a command. Would you go first and give people the luxury of going second? Vulnerability begets vulnerability. And I truly believe that vulnerability is not only a measure of your humanity, and it brings you back to eye level with the people around you, but it's a measure of your love as well. And so, let's be vulnerable today. Let's go below the line of shame. Let's say the thing that may be difficult to say, but ultimately leads to freedom in our own lives and connection with other people. I really hope that encouraged you today. We'll talk soon.